The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to talk about the littlest of prayers. Yep, the littlest of prayers. Plus, flower power. That just sounds kind of strange to me. Priorities, and then is Christianity in crisis?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. By the way, before I finish this, I was playing with the drapes. Trying to figure out if I like. See, they have drapes in the studio. So behind me are drapes, and to the side of me are drapes, and they close it off so it can be private. I haven't decided what I want to do yet, but I will say this so Julie can be aware of this. Those drapes, them don't go with the windows and the it's pretty bad. I mean, we need somebody in here who knows how to color coordinate. Those are bad. Anyway, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? People are out there going, what is this? This is your future. Deal with it. You are welcome to call 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic, of course, is open for conversation. We love praise reports. We love prayer, being able to pray for people. All that stuff is great. And here's the key to the entire show. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Okay. First, we're going to do our business because we're in a ministry. I love that word, ministry. Business and ministry. So it's when you're doing business, but you're trying to make it, you know, ministry-oriented, but you still have to pay the bills. So let's talk about it. Before we get to our good long-term friend, let's talk about our new friend, and that's Pamela. And Pamela is from Realty One Group, just so you can know. It's Pamela Melchiano. You look at that. I'm going to do this 50 times. Melchiano. See, it's Melchionna. I got to find out if she's got like a Hawaiian background, because it has like that Hawaiian like kind of phonic thing going. So it's Melchiano, but I want you to catch it. Melchiano. That's right, Pamela. I'm doing that on purpose. Just so people can go, oh my goodness, that poor girl.
Nip it in the bud.
First of all, Pamela, Melchiano. See, twice, Melchiano, three times. He thinks that's bad. We were talking about Mephibosheth, then we really have problems. Her URL, her website, blessed-realty.com. Blessed-realty.com. Her phone number, 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. I just started last night working on her commercial. It's good. It's a little more professional, less funny than John's, because there's in real estate, you know, people are like, they are serious. They want to get their money, you know, out of the real estate. They want to sell the house for as much as they can, or they want to buy the house for the least amount. So I kind of went that route for her. Her and I are going to talk about it and kind of work it together. But I wanted to give shout outs because she's stepping up in faith too. And so if you're out there and you're thinking, man, I need to talk to somebody about real estate stuff somewhere. I just need to be able to get some answers. I don't want to maybe sign anything or do anything. I want to talk to somebody who knows. You want to talk to Pamela. Okay? You can go to blessed-realty.com. And her number again, 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. 505-5541. And I have months and months and months to just completely brutalize her name. So I think I'll do it. By the time I'm done, I'll know her last name better than she will. Well, or not. But I'll try, all right? So it's Pamela Melchiano. 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 You'll never forget that now. Melchiano. Melchiano. Just remember that. Ding dong, who is it? Melchiano. Okay. Number two, our next sponsor. We got four other sponsors lined up, just to let you know. We're killing it. It's starting to come together. Our next one is our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
You know, until we find out from Pamela, we got to drop some Hawaiian music on her name until we know. Okay? So let's work.
I'll find some.
Okay. Something like that. Big John from the Blessed Roofing Company, blessedroofingcompany.com. That's where you want to go. You also can call 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. I just sent to the gal here, Jennifer, who coordinates everything in this entire station, literally is the center, the hub. She just received the material for his second commercial, and then I'm not going to tell you much, but there is a contest coming, and commercials coming for the contest as well. But in order to get roof information, you want to talk to John, you want to talk to Big John at the Blessed Roofing Company.com, 469 Blessed. And here's the thing, if you got hail, right? If you've had gone through a hailstorm, which everybody in Texas has, you know, from San Diego, you're like, hail? See, now, if you were in California, you would think that's somebody playing with bubble wrap. See, not you wouldn't think the other. Yeah. Sorry. That's how it goes. So now that I've learned about hail, so much so that we've cleaned out our driveway so we park the cars in diagonally. I just have one question. Since we have a truck and we're in Texas, why did they not make the garages 3 feet deeper? To accommodate a truck.
That is a big problem here.
So you have to bring the truck in on an angle, and it comes out, and I have a smaller car. My wife has the truck. Why? Haven't you ever seen that commercial where the guy buys two cars, and he's like, hey, don't you like it? There's your car. And she's like, hey, I love that truck. Then she gets the truck. That actually happened to us. And now when we park the car, it's on an angle. Why? Because the garage needs to be 3 feet longer. So I don't know. The garages need to be longer here in Texas. But anyway, back to the roofing situation. When the hail takes place, it hits your roof. And when it hits your roof, you know what happens? It makes dents and there's damage. And you might not even know it. And in fact, one of the things John said to me is people think that they don't have any roof problems until they have an actual leak. By the time that roof is leaking, you're way past regular problem. You're in deep problem. So if you want somebody to do a free inspection, get in touch with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. They have the ability to get you into a roof replacement, nothing out of pocket. 469-BLESSED. 469-BLESSED. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. He'll appreciate that, and so will I. All right. That was a long time to do that, but it was fun. I don't care. It's fun. What else is fun? Talking about drapes, that was fun. Here is something that happened to me today, why I'm in a good mood. I did do some videos today. I did some videos on the House of Representatives and they're waiting on the Mueller report and trying to make Barr send out the report early. And I'm just going to tell you what I said on the video. You're welcome to watch it. I get more in depth in the video, but they're not long. But the bottom line is the House of Representatives led by Nancy Pelosi, even though she has said to you, well, we're not going to try and impeach him. Okay, if you haven't learned anything in life, it's if a politician is speaking about 50% of the time, they're lying. So if you haven't figured that out yet, you got to take a step back and kind of, it doesn't matter what side on what's going on anywhere. But the bottom line is 20 years ago. Do you know what happened 20 years ago in October of 2018 right through to November 2019? Get this. There was an impeachment of a gentleman, a president named Bill Clinton. And you know what he was impeached for? Not collusion, but what? Obstruction of justice. Hey, guess what's happening 20 years later? That the Democrats are trying to get Donald Trump stuck in Obstruction of justice 20 years later. If you think this is all about the fact that they just don't like him, you're missing what politics really is at its core. It's payback. And they don't forget even 20 years later. You guys should know that. So here I just talk about that. And I think that ultimately the House will probably impeach him. The Senate will go just like they did with Bill Clinton. They went. So he was impeached, but nothing happened. Nothing changed office. Nothing was different. And that's what's going to happen. And I think that Trump, and barring some huge disaster, will be reelected. And then we'll have more wars. And then we'll have more wars. And then we'll have more wars. In the meantime, I like the Kingdom of God stuff. This is the kind of stuff I like. I'm cheap. Now, Julie doesn't know me well enough because she's only been running the show for, what, about 3 weeks, right? So you don't know. I'm right. Cheap, okay?
I mean, frugal.
I'm bad. Like, when I'm buying somebody a present, if it's not a leftover condiment from McDonald's, they're really lucky. I mean, I'm just saying. So I'm trying to find this Bible version that I had read before, and it turns out I went online because you can get a majority of Bible versions online or through an app or whatever. But this one particular Bible version that I was looking for, I've been doing this for a week. I've been trying to hunt it down and hunt it down. I'm trying to find the older version because sometimes when they do updated versions, it annoys me. And so it's like, I didn't like that. So today, guess what I did for the first time? I prayed and said, Lord, I don't want to spend $25. Just being honest. I'm not trying to be cheap, Lord. I'm trying to be a good steward. Is there anywhere that I can obtain this Bible version, you know, that I've had access to in the past? Is there any way I can get that? And after I was done praying, this wonderful idea popped in my head. I'll just give the credit to the Lord, if that's okay. That I had an old Bible piece of software that was back about 15 years ago, and I opened it up, and lo and behold, the exact translation from the exact year was, I mean, right on that. And you think, well, that seems like a dumb thing. Well, does that seem any dumber than God counting the hairs on your head? I'm just curious. That doesn't seem significant. For me, it's zero, or almost, when I shave, anyway. It's important to me. God made it important for him. We're going to talk about that whole concept when we get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Wow, what a roof.
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey! You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Is because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I just took my pen and wrote on my arm by accident. I like doing that. That's fun. Yeah, that one you got. I gave you that one. Don't you, when you have a pen and like you accidentally flick your wrist and it writes on something that you're not supposed to write on? I have a little footstool. It's a cow. Hey, we moved to Texas. We're working it out. And we call him How Now because it's How Now Brown Cow. Because he's brown and white. And I was writing the other day on a DDD, and my hand slipped. This happens more in your 50s, I think, than you used to in my 40s. And I suspect more so in my 60s and 70s as it's up and coming. But then my hand slipped, and I wrote right on the top part of How Now. It's got a nice little blue 4-inch line across his back. Why did I bring that up? Because you do it too. It's not like I'm the only human being that goes through this stuff. Come on. If you want to, you're welcome to reach the show, 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. Facebook, David Spoon Media. Website, davidspoon.com. YouTube, David Spoon Media. You're always welcome to call the station and leave a message, even if you think this guy is just off his, you know, he's off and running. That's okay. This is show number 14, and you'll be saying that when I get to show 114, too. It won't be any different, I'm sorry to tell you. We did 1,250 shows last time. You can count on it. I want to go back to that prayer part because I didn't get a chance to get into that very deeply. So I was talking to you about me praying about something that was important to me. It probably wasn't important in the scope of the universe by any means, and perhaps not that important in certain elements in the kingdom of God. But I knew that I had paid prior for this particular translation, and I was trying to figure out why I couldn't access it. Now you go online, and you can read multiple translations. Now, a lot of people like King James, and if you like King James, use King James. A lot of people like New American Standard. It's kind of the King James-ish if for Americans. It's got very literal. In fact, it's much more literal than the King James. And then you get into Young's Literal Translation and just a whole bunch of different translations that are available. Well, I enjoy that. I like that difference, and I utilize that in my devotional time. And so when I was mentioning to you, I was trying to find it. It was one of those weird things where I went through my – I have all these tubs, probably about 20 tubs of books. I mean, you don't get a master's degree and a BA degree, and then you don't keep some of the – I mean, the books are – I would never read them again, but I have them. So if I ever get a library, man, will that look impressive. But right now they're just tubs that we haul around. And so I'm going through all my tubs, going through everything, trying to find this translation. It's like so silly. And then I go online and I absolutely, just to me, I went to 20 different websites that claimed to have this translation available in the older version. And I get there and every one of them had either the 2014, 2016, and I wanted the 1996 version. I was partial to it. I liked it. I just want to be able to reread it. And so when I did pray and just said, "Ah, Lord, you know, I don't really want to spend the money. I wish you'd help me." You know, and I wasn't trying to – it wasn't a drama. It wasn't this big – I don't want you to get this wrong idea. It wasn't fasting and prayer and, you know, I'm you know, bouncing around the house and beating my head against the wall. I was just asking for help because I really wanted to get this done because I have a desire inside me to read that. And anytime you want to read the word, the Lord's not opposed to it. Okay, just so you can understand. And when I came across this old – on my computer, and I thought this thought had popped in my head. It's an old Bible program that I had from many, many years ago, and I opened up, and there it was, the New Living Translation, 1996 version. And I was like, how cool is that? That something so insignificant, the Lord helped me get to. And you might think, well, you probably just got there on your own. Well, you can choose to believe that. But see, my relationship with the Lord is important to me. And him engaging with me is important to me, as it should be to you. I mean, when you get to heaven, I don't know if you know this or not, but you're not going to be sitting in a house watching cable TV, eating popcorn while God is doing stuff in the center of the city. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that ain't going to happen. You're going to be spending time with the Lord. And so I think having the Lord as a part of everything in your life is important. That's why back in the 70s when they did Shotgun Angel, which was a Daniel Amos record, and actually what used to go to a Bible study with the bass player, which I thought was cool. The Shotgun Angel is all about back in the day we used to – what you used to say – and it carried on for the 80s and 90s. What you used to say when everybody raced to the car? Shotgun. Shotgun. So you get in the car so you can be what? Not in the back seat, but in the front seat. Well, the whole premise of the song is Jesus is a shotgun angel in the sense that he's in the front seat all the time. They weren't trying to do a reduction of the deity of Christ. It's a song title, people. It's a song title. And the idea was that Jesus is in the front seat next to you, even when you think like you're alone. And it's like, wow, cool. That's kind of a cool thing. But that's because God cares about us. And I think there's this mentality, some people come and they pray, and I think there is an absolute proper time to come before the Lord with such extreme reverence that sometimes you don't lift your head. You just bow your head and say, I'm a mess, help me. You beat your breast, I'm a sinful person, help me. But there's other times you come to the Lord and it's like he is your best friend. And you talk to him like he's your best friend. Get this, because he's your best friend. That's why. And when he says things like this in Matthew chapter 10, I'll just read the verse. It says, "Do not be afraid of those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." Hey, that tells you there's got to be a high level of reverence. And then write the very next statement in context. "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs on your head are all numbered, so do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." One, PETA ought to just get a Bible and read it every once in a while. PETA should actually stand for People Eating Tasty Animals, because the bottom line is they're nutty. Okay. Oh, animals are just as important to people. Jesus died for people, not for Fido. Get over it. I love my dog, but Jesus didn't. That's good. But he didn't die for my dog. You know, I love my dog. I'm loving my dog a little less because he's sleeping more and more in the center of the bed, and we'll deal with that later. But my point is, he's telling you, Jesus is teaching, hey, you know, there's a reverence here, but don't lose it in that, because even two sparrows, not even worth a penny. Each sparrow is worth half a penny. What? That's like no value at all, right? Yeah, but to God, Everything like this has value, and he knows not one of them falls to the ground apart from him knowing. Nothing's going on like that. And then Jesus makes this statement, and I've had people actually say, well, he didn't actually mean it. It's like, oh, he said it for book fill. That's why he said it, just to fill a book. No, when Jesus tells you something, it means something. It says simply, it said, not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. Verse 30, even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Now listen, to you and me, that is a useless fact. How many hairs do you have on your head right now? Do you need to know that? Is that important? And that's it. You got to answer that question. Because here's the bottom line. If you're bald, it's less than. Right? If you have tons of hair, it's more than. Do you know how many individual follicles? No. God does. Why does he need to know that? Well, first of all, he knows all things. And that's one of the things that Jesus is teaching. But the other thing that Jesus is teaching is the significance of God knowing everything about us individually. It's not just this collective God who just sees us as he's like big old grandpa and here's all the kids, although I relate to the grandpa part a little. It's just, God is intimately involved in everything we engage with. Oh, by the way. Just in case you're thinking, well, he doesn't really know about my sin, that's what the godless say. Do you know that sin that you thought about but you didn't act on? God knows about that. He knows every thought in your heart. He knows the good, the bad, and the ugly. But he still chose you. It's like, well, you know, why? Well, that's because God is love. He doesn't just have love. He is love. But God is so intimately involved with his people, he knows details that we could care less about in our lives. You think, well, you know all that just because you were able to find a Bible version that you were looking for from a particular year? Yes. Because God cares enough about me. And he cares enough about you. So it's important. Now, that doesn't mean that God's going to support you in sin or something like that. But look, trying to find a Bible version so I can read my Bible more, that's not a wrong direction. And you trying to do things or operate in certain things that are right and righteous, that's good. That's a good thing. And God is for you in that. And God is on your side in that. God will help you if you will stay connected to him. Again, if there's a problem in the communication between you and God, it's not on his side. Right? It's not on his speaking side. It's not on his directing side. It's on our receiving side. And so you think something so small like that, but that shows you God's level of commitment. It's his commitment to me is better than my commitment to me. And that's really, I don't care about ears. I could care. I just don't want really long ones coming out of my nose. I don't know. Or my ears, which God probably knows, he knows every one of those too. But he loves me anyway. Good enough. That's what I want. I need, I desire, I long for, I delight in the love that God has for me. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know, so you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Wow, what a roof! It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Boy, I took that one right to the wire, didn't I? That's pretty good, though, huh? Just like, yeah, we got a second, you know? That's what I love about non-professional radio right there. If you want to reach us, David Spoon, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, Facebook, David Spoon Media, and then YouTube, David Spoon Media, and then David Spoon Media, and then David Spoon Media. Before we – there's a lot of that going on. Before we get into the next section, I want to talk about in just a second, we're going to talk about Christianity in Crisis. We're going to talk about an article that came out of the Right Scoop. The Right Scoop, it's more of a right-wing leaning publication that's online, and sometimes they have some really good stuff in there, and sometimes they say things that I think are not quite where it needs to be. I just want to kind of drill in on that just a little bit. And we were just talking about that deep understanding that God is intimately involved in our connection with him in our lives. He knows all the things that are going on. And we're going to actually go back to that in the next segment. So don't be too surprised that we're going to kind of come back. But I do want to get to this real quickly. So it's important to understand who's in charge. I think there is a sad mindset that takes place of who's in charge and what's going on. Like, there's a mindset that the Lord started something, and it's up to us to finish it, by golly, because, you know, he started the movement, and he started the church, and we really need to help him, especially something like this nation, beginning in absolute Christian principle, and boy, we're the ones that need to take it to the end. That's how it's going to get done, is we're the ones that are going to step up and get it done. Well, first of all, anytime you begin something in the spirit and try and finish it in the flesh, hence Galatians chapter 3, you're completely missing. You're just missing what's going on. Because God is in charge, and he is not up there frantic. So there was an article that came out yesterday on the Right Scoop. Again, this is obviously it's a right leaning because it's called the Right Scoop. Hello, all right? So what it had was picture of a Bible, and then you know the international sign for no, where it had a circle and then a line through it. And so it had a Bible, and it said not good. not good. People who claim Christianity is a religion in America are in serious decline, while those who claim no religion appears to be skyrocketing. And if you read that and just leave it at the headline and just leave it at the surface, you'll be thinking, oh, no. And this is a problem that I think we have in our country. We are microwave people. We are headline-oriented. We are fast food geared. And you'll read a headline and you think that's the totality. And the majority of time, the headline has very little concrete truth in it. That is not the purpose of a headline. And that's how they justify writing a headline that gets your attention or that says something to you. When I was in junior high school, in West Hills Junior High School in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, there was in my eighth grade a contest for student city council, or whatever they had. You know, the student city council where they all run for it and they all have the elections. And so I'm walking by the library in West Hills Junior High School, pretty nice high school, junior high, and to the left there was a yellow sign. And on the yellow sign at the very top, it said sex. I'm in eighth grade, and I'm in junior high school, and there's a sign on the wall that says sex. What am I going to do? I'm going to read it. So I turn, and I go to read the yellow poster. It says, great, now that I have your attention, please vote for. Ironically, that young girl knew more than the majority of Americans, because that's what a headline is supposed to do. Grab your attention. And for those that don't think there's a bias in the news, just wait. Whether it's left or right, because there is no genuinely true center, whether it's left or right, I will just leave you of this disease quickly. It is the editor slash producer that picks which stories you read, you see, you hear, or you understand. It is not a neutral third party who's picking the events. It is an individual who has a very specific agenda. If their department doesn't make money, they get fired. There it is. So that's why they would say, if it bleeds, it leads. Why? Because people love to look at a train wreck. It's terrible to look at, but I can't look away. Yeah, but that's part of the process that we have been geared and trained in, which is why you got to be careful how much input you put into your lives from these different media sources. So this whole article, which it's not inappropriate to have the article, it's just the way that they present the article, Christianity is in crisis. Oh, no. And what it says talks about that Catholics and that the Protestants and evangelicals are having a steady decline in followers. And those that list themselves as non-religious affiliation has grown substantially. Let me give you the code words that are being skipped around in this whole process. What that means is people that are non-denominational are growing. And people that are denominational are not growing at the same rate. But what they've done is they've taken the word religion and put everything under the umbrella. The word denominate means to identify with. When you're in a denomination, you identify with that denomination. There is nothing wrong with the majority of denominations unless they go contrary to the word of God, like some of the recently Presbyterian USA kind of things. Like, it's like they're doing some really goofy things there. Okay, fine. But that doesn't mean that Christianity is in crisis because the non-denoms are growing and some of the denominational ones aren't growing at that same pace. And here's another thing that really – am I allowed to say this? It really irritates me. I'll leave it there. I'll find out whether I can say the other thing I was going to say later. Christianity is not in crisis. It's never been in crisis. It will never be in crisis ever, because Christianity is built on Jesus Christ, and he is the cornerstone. And Jesus Christ is not in heaven going, oh, no. Oh, boy, they really caught me off guard this time. I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, you can't be serious. This is like people who say, well, if Jesus heard this, he'd roll over in his grave. You see that problem right there? See that problem right there? He's not in the grave. See that problem right there? Christianity is not in Christ. Could we do better to be presenting the gospel? Could we do better to be bold for the gospel? Sure. Is God up there worried that his little thumb drive fell out and he can't coordinate everything from the heavenly point of view? No. Should we not pay attention? No, we should pay attention. But I don't think that gives us license to freak out. Okay? If the religious denominations are all identified as shrinking and non-religious affiliations are growing, it doesn't mean that all the atheists have risen and they have taken over the world. Okay? Remember the whole end times thing and tribulation and so on and so forth? One would think if you were a premillennial dispensationalist, you would want this stuff to happen because it just means it's getting closer. The end is getting closer. I thought you wanted to go. That's the one thing I find is a mystery. I can't wait to take off in the rapture. Okay, well, here, all this stuff's helping all this come together closer, faster, sooner. Why are you complaining? Isn't that the whole goal? Oh, we're going to see it. So? I understand, but it bothers me some. And here's another thing that you know, let's get it off my chest. I might as well. I'm doing it anyway. You know, remember Barack Obama got elected? And then for the first year, he's the Antichrist. Well, first of all, if he was the Antichrist, he's the worst one ever. He failed miserably. I mean, he did a lot to divide the nation, and it hurt us in a lot of senses, and it didn't work out very good. But he's not the Antichrist. He has expressed many anti-Christian positions, but I'd be pretty surprised if he was the big kahuna, so to speak. Come on. And do you really think that God was void when Barack Obama became president? God disappeared, went to Pluto. And then he left Pluto and decided, you know, I'm going to check out some of the other Milky Ways, and I don't know what Earth's doing. You know, somehow Barack Obama got elected, and I didn't approve that, and I'm out of here. You really think that the person who sits in the most powerful seat, the most powerful political position in the entire world is unknown to God? Have you read the book of Daniel, who rules in the affairs of men, who knows which kings sit where and what countries do what? This isn't happening where God doesn't know what's going on. We need to take a deep breath. That's what that trust in the Lord thing is all about. And if the Lord allows us to go through more than we desire, hey, guess what? You're going to go through it if that's what he determines. Well, that's not my theology. Well, if you go through it, it will be. So I'm just saying, well, that's not – then God wasn't true to his word, or your interpretative skills are not that great. You see what I'm saying? You can't – it just drives me bad. So, no, it has to be this way because I said so. I'm telling you, that's what the Pharisees said. That's no different. We need to be more aware. God's in charge. Christianity is not in crisis. Your personal Christianity could be in crisis if you're not spending time with him. But it doesn't mean that he's lost you. It just means he's pulling you back. So spend time with him. You want to stay current in the universe? I promise you, you'd be much more current if you stayed connected to Jesus Christ. Zero question. Since he knows all that is going to take place, and he's in charge, right? All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. I'm pretty sure that's what he said. All right, taking a short break and coming back and picking up on our first theme. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
What can you do?
Well, you recognize as your brother that just hearing you say that I hoodwinked you is, of course, satisfaction for me alone. So it's not like I need something beyond that. I think that works for me. And it's on the air and it's recorded. Back to the dust with these.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
A big portion of being guided is asking. Prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I know you guys think this is work. You would be wrong. This is breathing for me. That is part of the issue. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. DavidSpoon.com. I did promise the other day, did not fulfill my promise. I apologize. I am not claiming to be a prophet, so if I get something wrong, you are not allowed to throw stones at me and kill me.
What's the matter, David?
I love that one. That's a good one. So I did want to tell you I have a DDD I want to finish up on, but I do want to get into my most embarrassing moment. I have not shared that this is a true story. People say, well, why do you say it's a true story? Because when you hear stuff like this, you think, did that really happen? And that way I don't have to repeat it. So in Prescott, Arizona, I was in Prescott for a little while and working with a church in Chino Hills. And I was in – was that Prescott or Flagstaff? I got to think. No, I think it was Prescott. I was in Prescott. I was in Flagstaff. I was in a couple of different places. Pretty sure this was Prescott. Oh, yeah. It was Prescott. And they had just asked me to sub for a junior high teacher – because the junior high teacher was sick and nobody could watch the class, and I was a nice guy, and you know they didn't think anything bad would happen, and I was like, sure, you know, I'll fill in. I don't know what I'm doing. And you think, well, that sounds highly immoral, highly illegal. It's highly 30 years ago, so take a break, okay? Back when things were semi-normal, now they're absurd. And so, and actually, I taught social studies. I went through a budget with everybody and showed them how when they're short, they have to trust the Lord, because you can't always solve everything on your own, though you should put all your effort into it. We say it often. You do your best. You pray that it's blessed and you let Jesus take care of the rest. But anyway, we're at the flagpole in the early part of the day, beginning of the day, and they raised the flag. Pull, and this is back when the flag was nice or something, before they all freaked out. And they recite the Pledge of Allegiance and, you know, stuff like that. And they talk about some of the things of the school. And so the principal, I wasn't getting paid for it. I was just trying to help out. said to me, Dave, Pastor Dave, do you have anything to say? And what did I, how did I respond? I said, no, all good. Nope, all good. We used the word good back then too. All good. And probably about 65 people just turned and looked at me. And I'm like, no, all good. I said, all good. And they kept looking at me. Apparently the principal had said, Pastor Dave, would you pray? I thought he said, do you have anything to say? So now if you think of it in those terms, hey, Pastor Dave, would you pray? Nope, all good. Nope, not going to do it. Nothing to say here. Nothing to see. Move on. Whoops. Hey, it happens. It happened. That's a good one, huh? That's pretty funny, isn't it? Yeah, that's every time I think of that, I get more embarrassed. I thought he said, do you have anything to say? Not, would you pray? I'm sorry. All right. We're going to wind this out with a DDD out of the book of Acts, chapter 10. This is entitled Chosen to Know. This is going to be a little different, so just bear with me as we go through it. It says this, we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. And although they put him to death by hanging him on a tree, God raised him up on the third day and caused him to be seen. Not by all people, but by the witnesses God had chosen beforehand, by us who ate and drank with him. He rose from the dead, and he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to judge the living and the dead. And all the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Wonderful gospel portion, wonderful element in regards to Peter declaring the truth to the Gentile church. Just a fantastic message. No pastor really could preach a message this good. You just take this word, it's just solid all by itself. But I'm always thoughtful of how that experience was. And verse 41 says, 40 and 41 says, God raised him up on the third day and caused him to be seen, not by all people. I gravitate to that. You think why? It's because not everybody saw the resurrected Jesus Christ. It wasn't that Jesus didn't resurrect. He just did not manifest or show himself to everyone. And when you are chosen by God, when you have, in this case, when you have an angel come into your house and into your house and tell you to go call for somebody and have that person come and proclaim and give you a gospel message, that's some powerful, powerful stuff. God has really chosen you to be a recipient of the gospel. But see, the thing that people don't like, God did not choose everybody. You think, oh, no. It's only up to the people. The only response is the people. Yeah, but you're just being in denial in verse 41 where it says, not all the people saw Jesus. God did not reveal the resurrected Jesus Christ to everybody, period. And you think, well, here's the first line people say. Wait, well, that's not fair. So here's the first answer that God gives. Too bad. And then B, this is what happens when you encounter people who reject Jesus Christ and say no to Jesus Christ. Say, no way. I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm not going to be connected. They have rejected God. Hey, you're not going to have to grow up and be big boys and girls. Not everybody gets in. It's a wide path that goes to hell, a narrow path that goes to heaven. You think, well, you mean that more people will get and go to hell than get to heaven? Yes, that's exactly what Jesus taught. Well, doesn't that make God the loser? I'm going to spend eternity with God, and it's going to be awesome. I say our side wins. I don't know. As opposed to being in hell, I go with the winners. It's not hard. And you might think, well, what do you say to people when they're just so rejecting? I'll tell you what I say, and you might not like it. Sorry, God didn't choose you. So let's just think about that. I'm sorry God didn't choose you. There has to be a reason. I don't know. But God does a lot of choosing. And these people, they ate and drank with him. And they believed and they received and forgiveness that came through Christ. It didn't apply to everybody, did it? Do you ever wonder? Did you ever read? And I know you have. So I'm not saying this, trying to say this in demeaning fashion at all. Have you ever looked at it and saw Jesus spoke in parables on purpose? And he explained why and quoted Isaiah so that the people wouldn't get it and that some people would never turn. You think, well, that how does that work? I don't know. It's way – everybody says they have an answer. That's like the finite trying to comprehend the infinite. You don't have the answer. Come up with all your theologies. I've read every one of the great scholars. Nobody knows all the things that God does. There's certain things he reveals to us. But Deuteronomy 29:29, there's certain things he doesn't. And not everybody's going to be chosen. You know what? It's not your job to guess. It's not your job. It's not my job. Our job is to share. You might share with somebody, and you might think that went nowhere, nothing will ever happen. And 10 years later, that person might go, I remember that person saying something to me. And it could all happen then. You don't know. I don't know. We don't know. Our job is to present the gospel. And some people, I think, do it more effectively than others. I think people could do a better job if they just share what God has done in their lives. Instead of trying to come up with a 3-point message or a 5-point message, trying to be homiletical, I don't think you need to do that. I think you just tell people what God's done for you. And that's a powerful witness by itself. But God didn't choose everybody. And here's the thing you got to catch. Well, he did choose you. He did choose you, didn't he? And you are his. And whether you're Arminian or Calvinistic, who cares? I could just see Jesus. Well, Jesus, are you Arminian or Calvinistic? I'm Jesus. It's like so dumb. Got to stop that stuff. They believed, they received, and they were forgiven through Jesus Christ. If you're a person who's listening, you still have that opportunity for God to extend his forgiveness and his grace into your life. Just ask Jesus to become Lord and Savior of your life. He will. He'll live inside of you. You'll never be the same again. Ever. All you do is say, Dear Jesus, please become Lord of my life. Forgive me my sins. Take charge. I pray. That's all you got to do. And you will never escape the grace, the mercy, the love, or ever want to escape the grace and mercy of love from the hand of God. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian Station, here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.